Sometimes life throws a lot of curves at you. In the last few years, Vicki Richards has endured more than her fair share of switchback turbulence.
Changes, I moved out of Miami, where I had been for 30 years. I moved out of marriage, where I had been for 30 years.
And on top of all that, she fell ill.
If you just think about October, think about pink month, then I don't have to say the C word. Because it's such a scary proposition when you get the diagnosis. It's just so scary, and the worry alone could make your hair fall out.
No wonder she created a guided meditation CD called Cleansing Waters, Pura Vida, for those undergoing cancer treatments.
Take a calming breath in. Then release it and allow all the muscles to relax in your feet.
Vicki Richards couldn't even play violin for a long stretch, which partially accounts for the title of her new album. It's called She Vanishes.
I vanished. I left a certain place, a certain lifestyle and type of living, and came back in a different spot. Pop up, there she is. Yeah, there were some tough times for me in the last couple of years. I had some big challenges.
She Vanishes is an album of vindication and release. Vicki Richards has been recording since 1989, when she released Parting the Waters. It's the end result of a fork in the road when she was on a path to be a classical musician. Then she studied with cellist David Darling.
You know, at 19 I was playing for the Rhode Island Philharmonic and playing in the jazz band. And David Darling had a master class. And he kind of gave me the nudge that improv was good for me and I would be able to do it. Whereas a New York Philharmonic violinist giving a master class said something quite different. When I was playing and I mentioned improvisation and said that I'm going in that direction, he shook his head and said, you would have been a good violinist. So,
Clearly, Vicki Richards is a good violinist. He just doesn't play classical music. In the playing of Vicki Richards, you can hear the sound of 1970s fusion music when violinists like El Shankar, Jerry Goodman, and Jean-Luc Ponty were igniting audiences like 20th century electric Paganinis. But it wasn't until she heard a tabla in her jazz group that the light bulb really went on.
All of a sudden, the jazz group, the Jerry Gentry Quintet I was playing with, our drummer had a tabla player come to teach him, and I thought it was kind of odd and strange. And then I really listened and said, what is that? What is that? And we began playing together. Eventually, we got married and were together for about 3 decades. And my life was changed forever.
She immersed herself in Indian music, studying raga in India, and then brought those sounds into her own compositions. Jeff Dean is an Indian tabla player who performs in her trio, and he hears elements of the Indian violin called the sarangi.
I hear in bits and pieces elements of the Indian classical, where there'll all of a sudden be this pitch bend out of nowhere or a glide from one note to another that's very Indian. So it's really, it is reminiscent of sarangi.
Richards attributes it to the vocal studies that are part of Indian classical instruction.
My teacher, Dr. N. Rajan, studied with a vocalist, Omkarnath Thakurji. So when I learned about gamakas and how to slide and glide in this manner, the nuances with the bow and the way the left hand work together is a whole different coordination than learning classical Western music. And basically, when I went to India, I had to start learning how to play the violin all over from beginning. Very humbling.
While Vicki Richards has studied classical music and classical raga, her sound is thoroughly modern. She runs her electric violin through all kinds of effects.
Vicki's been able to integrate electronics and effects into her sound so that they sort of become a part of her sound and it becomes a different instrument. It's almost like at times she's not really playing violin, she's playing some other instrument that that has delays and phasers and flangers built into it.
Vicki Richards' She Vanishes is an evocative CD full of shadow textures, modal moods, and melodic flights. She emerges out of the tunnel of several years of turmoil and into the light with a CD that's contemplative without being meditative.
She Vanishes, you might say it's my story. It's what's been happening in my life over a couple of years, and transitions and beauty, love, and also think up here in the Berkshires, it's been my artistic retreat. I've had a chance to be contemplative, and it comes out in the music, so I think you nailed it there.
Vicki Richards plans on moving back to Miami soon to begin working with her trio. The violinist may have disappeared for a while, but she makes a potent return with She Vanishes. For Echoes, I'm John DiLiberto. For more on this and other productions of Echoes, go to www.echoes.org. This feature was produced, written, and mixed by John DiLiberto. This is a production of Echoes, which holds all rights.